The marketing of diamonds in Zimbabwe is regulated through MMCZ, which is the Minerals Marketing Corporation of Zimbabwe. So what had happened previously is the diamond mining companies in Marange at one point had actually agreed with MMCZ to market and sell diamonds on their own. And that created a lot of problems in terms of getting significant value, because it was basically the diamond mining companies going to sell their own diamonds. But then with the introduction of the auction system, I think it's a better system, but it may still need to be strengthened. It's a better system in the sense that you may get fair value, or you may at least get some value out of the diamonds. But at the end of the day as well, if you have bidders who bid low prices for certain parcels of diamonds, or who are interested in certain parcels of diamonds and may connive, I think that will destroy the whole auction system. So basically, the auction system as well is important in the sense that it at least maybe try to erase suspicion of secrecy, lack of accountability. So those issues are important to note. But I'm not saying the whole thing is very, very transparent. What is important is to note is the undervaluation of diamonds.
We understand from the deputy minister that Zimbabwe's diamonds fell by 34% to 5.9 million carats last year. Are you surprised by this decline?
I'm not surprised, because the diamond mining companies have been saying they have exhausted their areas where the alluvial diamond was being mined. And they have not invested. What it means is they have not invested in production of kimberlite diamonds, which are found in the rocks or underground.